President Biden tonight returns to his old haunt, Capitol Hill, to deliver this year's State of the Union speech. And that union faces several challenges: inflation, policing and gun violence, the Ukraine war and China tensions, and a divided Congress. Let's preview now with NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Franco, hey.
Hey, Scott.
We expect the president to tout legislation he signed in the first 2 years, as in trillions of dollars for infrastructure, for clean energy technologies, and healthcare. As far as policy, what priorities, what themes will we hear tonight?
You know, Scott, I think he's going to talk more about trying to create jobs and fight inflation. A big thing I think you'll likely hear, we'll likely hear, is his take on raising the debt limit. He'll say it needs to be done, but will have to happen without cutting Social Security and Medicare. I wouldn't, though, anticipate some laundry list of agenda items like is often the case at the State of the Union. I mean, the administration is more realistic about the challenges of working with this divided government and the fact that Republicans are now leading the House of Representatives.
Speaking of divided, it's always a fascinating spectacle to watch on TV, whoever the president happens to be. One side of the aisle will stand and holler when their thing gets mentioned. And then they'll sit and glower while the other party celebrates a political point that they score. In this case, as you say, the Republicans now run the House, which means investigations into Hunter Biden, the president's son, talk of impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Will we see this new political terrain play out on the screen?
Yeah, I mean, I think the optics of this speech are going to be very interesting. I mean, you're not going to see Nancy Pelosi standing behind President Biden, you know, clapping. Instead, as you point out, you're going to see the new House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, and he could be glowering. I mean, he's certainly not going to be standing up as much as Nancy Pelosi did. You know, there will be some bipartisan talk, of course. They have to work together on things like the debt limit. But, you know, as you know, there's just so many hard feelings built in. And the Republicans have made clear that they're not going to make life easy for Biden. But actually, I think Biden's going to try to use that to his political advantage by turning Republicans, in this case, into a bit of a political foil.
Yeah. There is the political audience to think about, the Congress. There's also the American people. And polls suggest those people do not feel very positively toward Joe Biden's record. His number, his approval ratings are in the low 40s. They don't feel that great about the State of the Union for them. What is the messaging test for the president as far as the rest of America, you think?
You know, I think there's a big test about how they feel. I mean, the Americans don't feel great, particularly about the economy. I think Biden is going to talk about, you know, his efforts with the infrastructure plan to create jobs. I think you're going to hear him talk about the big numbers that came out just last week that showed unemployment at historic lows, 3.4%, which was the lowest in decades. But look, you know, the people, a lot of Americans just don't feel it, you know, despite some of that positive economic data. I mean, they're still concerned about inflation. They're still concerned about interest rates.
Yeah. Well, today and tonight in the audience, one of the invited persons is the man who wrestled the gun away from the shooter in Monterey Park in Southern California. A lot of Americans are worried about gun violence, policing. What is the challenge for President Biden there?
It's a big challenge, and it's particularly a big challenge among his own Democratic supporters. These are issues that are very important to his base. And I do think you're going to hear about from Biden talk about addressing gun violence as well as police reform. In the audience, actually, will be the family of Tyre Nichols. He, of course, is the black man who died at the hands of Memphis police officers after being beaten by them. So this is an issue that, you know, he is likely to raise, possibly calling on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, which he did soon after his death. But, you know, again, it's going to be a tough climate to make real progress with this new leadership in the House of Representatives.
And quickly, Franco, China and the spy balloon. Do you have that on your bingo card? Will the president talk about what's arguably the most important relationship and challenge in the world, U.S.-China tensions?
Yeah, I mean, the tensions between China and the United States are so touchy right now, and this clearly did not help. I think it will be very interesting how he addresses it. Obviously, this is something that the United States has been warning about for a while, threats from China and countering Chinese influence. But really, in the last few months, they've actually been trying to improve relations, kind of cut through some of those tensions.
Mm-hmm.
But this obviously did not help.
NPR's Franco Ordonez. Franco, thank you.